Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I remember, so I have, he doesn't work directly for me, but he coordinates with me. We have what's called a resident officer in charge of construction. So this individual is the one that oversees all of the contracts that need to be executed to be able to make all of the significant repairs that are on the installation. I'm happy to report that this summer, there was a lot of mobilization with regards to doing the work that is required. So that's a good thing. You know, we've gotten a lot of money. The unfortunate thing is we didn't get all the money that we need. One of the reasons why is because since it took almost 2 years or two plus years to be able to get that money and start executing, some of these buildings that were impacted had additional problems because of the impact.
Yeah, so we got Terry Shashady, Village. Captain Terry Shashady is commanding officer at NAS Pensacola, speaking at the military luncheon for the chamber this week that I was at the Hilton downtown, the new one, the Garden Inn on 9th Avenue, and talking about the ongoing lingering challenges caused by Sally, which did massive damage to the base. The original cost that I had was heard was somewhere in the vicinity of $400+ million. You know, like just, I mean, it's an enormous amount of damage that was done by Sally to the base. And then, of course, those costs have not gone down in the meantime.
That combined with the amount of the increased cost with labor and materials has increased what may have been, let's say, $1 2 years ago is now $5 now. So they're working through that.
Yeah. So as with everything, waiting to do it has not made anything cheaper.
What does that mean? We unfortunately had to, you know, just like everything else, prioritize. So there are several facilities that are not currently funded to be executed. So that's one of the things that we're hoping to get additional money moving forward to be able to address all of the damage that ended up occurring during Hurricane Sally.
And just to kind of, you know, give you a sense of how significant an effort this is for the Navy to rebuild NES Pensacola, there's actually a guy here on base that they sent because the project is so big to run all of the projects.
I remember when I checked in, this resident officer in charge of construction, I thought it was like a temp gig. Like he's here for, you know, I don't want to say a couple months. I knew it would be more than a couple months, but expected it to be like a year or so. And then when he said he was here for 3 years, all of a sudden I realized it was like, this is a large endeavor to be able to repair all of the damage that Hurricane Sally placed on the installation. So kind of put me in my place on, okay, you know, we have high expectations on getting everything up and running, but it's going to take time. It's going to take additional money from the government to be able to fix that stuff.
And he's the guy who basically looks at all the contracts, oversees all of the construction repair, and, you know, is the project manager for the rebuild and repair of NAS Pensacola.
And I'll throw the number out. It's 118 facilities that are not being touched right now. Now it ranges in projects and cost, of course, but we're going to continue to request funding for those repairs to be able to get those all fixed out.
So out of that whole chunk of things that were damaged by Sally, how much is actually funded and how much is yet to be funded? When he sat down back at the table, I talked to Terry privately and asked him that question.
Just in terms of getting a grip on how much of the Sally damage we're prepared to be able to repair and how much is still, as you said, over 100 projects are currently unfunded. The number I remember was in the $400 million range for total damage. I don't know how the best way you prefer to quantify it, but in terms of overall damage and maybe current price tag, what are we looking at having been tasked and what are we still needing or hoping to get tasked?
To be honest, I don't have the number off the top of my head.
Right.
Just because, I mean, as projects are coming, they'll maneuver things around to be able to, you know, take available of every single dollar that we have currently available. So I don't know what the what is in excess or what we still need to end up repairing.
Half? Do you feel like maybe half of
want? We're well past half where we are right now.
Okay.
Again, it's I want to say it's some of the smaller projects that need to be addressed. But yeah, I mean that's one of the things that the team, not only locally but regionally and via CNIC, they're looking at to try to get additional supplemental funding to be able to cover that stuff.
Thank you so much.
Yep, thanks, Andrew.
So even though that 118 is a big number, it still comprises less than half of the overall repairs to be done cost-wise. Also, why y'all turning that music up? I'm trying to do an interview over here. What is this, some luncheon? You know? Come on, people. Read the room. 615 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So just when you know, in the... like the back of your mind, whenever you hear conversations about things like, you know, making the community better for NAS Pensacola, or, you know, compatibility issues, or, you know, the word we don't say out loud, BRAC, right? You know, that kind of stuff. Just, or even, you know, mission transfer. Keep in mind the enormous cost that has already been borne and is going to continue to be borne by the Navy to repair NAS Pensacola. And of course, from their point of view, that makes us a vulnerable installation to future damage, right? Hurricanes don't come just the one time. So just, that's just a... keep that in mind when you're thinking about the conversation of what we're always trying to do to preserve mission, you know, keep the Blue Angels here, for example, among all the other things. And they're by no means the most significant mission on NAS Pensacola. They're just the most visible one, right? Transgressors Memorial Ceremony comes up next, where I play the part of a woke pastor mourning the loss of the things that had to get canceled this week. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All right. All exits off I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear this morning, not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. Highway 98 not showing any congestion yet as well. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system, with its modern compact design, will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
Get ready, because the event of the Christmas season is coming back to the Pensacola Sanger Theater on December 2nd. The Prophecy Show, the music of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Don't miss your chance to see this one-of-a-kind holiday rock tradition on December 2nd at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. Tickets are on sale now for the Prophecy Show. The music of Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance this week is for Halloween costumes and Halloween-themed events at public schools following the lead of New Jersey's South Orange-Maplewood School District, which announced their new policy. This reasons for the ban are obvious. Halloween celebrations violate both core principles of equity and inclusion, since some students do not have the financial resources to compete in the highly cutthroat social competition of Halloween costumery, and since other students have religious objections to Halloween itself. As Superintendent for Access and Equity Kevin Gilbert told NewJersey.com, quote, "Always, Halloween has been one of those subjects in the equity world that districts have to wrestle with," end quote. So true. And if there's one thing McClatchy's second dictum on equity teaches us, it's that if anyone can't afford to do something, then nobody should be allowed to afford it. We may not be able to make their parents all drive the same cars to school, yet. And we may not be able to shield students from the tragic reality that some jobs pay better than others, yet. But we sure as Halloween can prevent those spoiled rich witches from flaunting their wealth in front of the poor unfortunate souls whose only costume recourse is to destroy some bedding and wear a ghost face that insults the practitioners of Native American spiritualism. Also, we gladly embrace the holy doctrine of inclusion by honoring the practice of those otherwise whimsical and fun-loving Jehovah's Witnesses who do not desecrate themselves by participating in Satan's holiday. It's only right to let their abstinence be imposed upon everyone else. If anyone feels left out, then everyone must feel left out. That's what equity is all about, making sure that everyone shares equally in the misery. And of course, we haven't even mentioned the way Halloween mocks the sincere faith of many Wiccans who dress as witches all year round. And let's not ignore the open mockery of sincere Satan worshippers, whose deity most certainly does not sport red horns, red skin, flimsy plastic pitchforks, and the like. And don't get me started on the superheroes, which are usually just thinly disguised vigilantes or sexist embodiments of the patriarchy. Now, some will surely say that wearing Halloween costumes is just a lighthearted and fun way for kids to be creative and entertain each other one day out of the year. Do you think the hallowed halls of public education are the appropriate place for fun and creativity? Education is serious business, mister, and you better not forget it. No more clowning around. No more fairies and merfolk and Barbies and spider-thems, and certainly no more species appropriation of rabbits and cats and cocaine bears. No, ma'am, let everyone be equal and included, especially if that means stomping out every last bit of fun and imagination from our schools. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, basic competency requirements for high school graduation. After the Oregon State Board of Education recently suspended those standards through 2028 school year because students of color, students with disabilities, and students learning English as a second language were all underperforming on the standards. We certainly applaud Oregon's wise Wokeite leaders for recognizing that if a school system is unable to teach minority and alternately abled students how to read and write and do math, then the solution is to simply pretend they have these skills rather than actually making sure they do. If they're not passing the standards, then the problem is obviously with the standards. And we wholeheartedly endorse the equity enhancements and demarginalization being practiced here. Yes, the soft bigotry of low expectations is magnificent, isn't it? But Oregon is proposing many other fine ideas, such as the elimination of A to F scale grading in favor of equity grading, mostly because traditional grading is ableist and racially insensitive, obviously. They also want to do away with homework, which clearly reinforces the two-parent-centric class oppression so prevalent in our society and perpetuates the so-called Protestant work ethic we've been working so lately to abandon. Oregon may even eliminate grade reductions for truancy, since attendance is the sort of thing that well-off white students are privileged enough to be able to prioritize, and they might even stop punishing cheating since, as we all know, cheating is just the rational response of oppressed minority students who cannot achieve top grades without creatively circumventing the racist system of test-taking and individual merit. Faced with a school system that tries to impose the white male educational paradigms of arithmetic and traditional grammar on you, you'd cheat that system too. So down with imperialist competency standards, down with grades, down with attendance policies, and up with thinking outside the honesty. You go, Oregon. Keep championing equity and just see what you get. Woe unto all who offend. Finally, we want to celebrate the phenomenal work not being done by the female and non-binary citizens of Iceland, who went on strike for one day this week to protest the persistent gender pay gap in their progressive Wheatopia. I don't like to say utopia because there's no U in equality. Wait, there is a U in equality? Well, whatever. After a similarly massive nationwide walkout nearly 50 years ago, Iceland passed a law guaranteeing equal rights to women in 1976. They improved on this landmark legislation in 2017 with mandatory equal pay certification that requires all companies above 25 persons to pass rigorous pay scale audits, guaranteeing that pay is not dependent on gender. Unfortunately, despite these brilliant laws, Icelandic women are still paid nearly 21% less than Icelandic men. Rather than showing that rules mandating gender-blind wages don't work, we all know this simply means the law isn't strong enough, and then enforcement is lax. Now, some apologists for the patriarchy will take this opportunity to claim the gender pay gap is an illusion because if it were true, then any rational business owner would be a fool to ever hire a man. These propagandists of sexism would say that if all you have to do is cutting costs by 21% without losing productivity is to hire women, then female-centric companies should be dominating the male-centric or balanced ones in the marketplace, and yet they're not. But in response, we say that the whole purpose of modern social science is to disprove exactly that kind of ridiculous common sense thinking. Are we really to believe the primitive reasonings of ordinary business owners over the sophisticated conclusions of government-funded research designed to reinforce our anti-gender ideology? Social science proves that social science is right. That's why social scientists don't bother going into business to implement their conclusions, duh. And yes, we realize there's some irony in women proving they're just as valuable as men by walking off the job and doing nothing all day, but maybe a good solid dose of irony is just what the patriarchy needs right now. And if the sistren and the otherin of Iceland can't earn as much as their brethren by producing and performing, then by all means, hold their feet to the fire with unenforceable laws and strident demonstrations of principle. That is the sort of thing that always works well historically. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please remember Josephina Josephson, who is still homebound this week after discovering that she inadvertently consumed some non-ethically sourced pimentos in her vegan imitation bologna loaf 2 months ago. Even though she tasted the haunting flavor of oppression in her sandwich, in a moment of weakness, she continued eating it and even realized she was enjoying it. The guilt has been crushing ever since, and we hope for her safe return to the congregation of the faithful. Meanwhile, we appreciate your support in our ongoing and powerful pimento loaf boycott. This week's post-service team-building exercise will involve a deep dive into respect. In groups of three, you will practice first, asking each other if you have permission to ask for their preferred pronouns. Second, if you have permission to give them a non-gendered compliment on something other than their physical appearance. And third, if you have permission to offer an apology to them for something about which you have experienced privilege in our society. Be sure to finish with asking permission to affirm each other with non-sexual mild pats on the back or, if you're feeling bold, a brief hug.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
628 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jake has traffic on the fives.
All right. It's going to be hard to do traffic after these transgressors. Here we go. All exits off I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear, not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. Also, Highway 98 not showing any major congestion yet. If you have any traffic info to report, you can always text 437-1620. And this report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Let me get down here on my screen. The only dealership that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors over on Beverly Parkway. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
But by the way, just a side note, the supervisor of equity, that's a real thing. And the other proposals from Oregon, I didn't make any of that up. That's 100% stuff they're actually considering. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the latest update on the search for Robert Card in Maine, elite U.S. Border Patrol unit BORTAC now joining the search. Of course, Card is accused of killing 18 people, wounding dozens more in Lewiston, Maine, that shooting 2 days ago. BORTAC units have been instrumental in ending several high-profile manhunts this year, including finding convicted killer and prison escapee Daniello Cavalcante back in September, and also capturing Texas mass shooter Francisco Oropeza back in May. The U.S. has hit two facilities in eastern Syria in retaliation for attacks on U.S. forces by Iranian-backed militias. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said yesterday that the self-defense strikes were carried out as a response to a series of attacks on U.S. personnel. And that off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to shut down engines on a plane in mid-flight, apparently while under the influence of psychedelic mushrooms, has now been charged in federal court with interfering with a flight crew. He's still in jail on 83 attempted murder charges.
Meanwhile, Congress, the House of Representatives, yesterday voted on a resolution denouncing Hamas, and all of the squad members either didn't vote, voted present, or voted against it. So you've got, like, almost 20 members of Congress who actually refused to denounce Hamas in a resolution in Congress yesterday. So, can we send them home with the Iranian foreign minister?
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And join Gracie Rep up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You were once the party's nominee, and now you're a pariah in the Republican Party.
Yeah, that's saying it in a gentle way. Yeah, I mean, no question, I don't really have a home in my party. I come from a tradition of, you know, Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush and John McCain. Those are the people that have shaped our party. Anti-Putin, anti-Russia, anti-authoritarians, anti-Kim Jong-un, character counts. The character of our leaders makes a difference and it shapes the character of our country. That's the party I've come from. And I don't recognize that in the great majority of our party today. And that, for me, is very troubling.
Mitt Romney, former presidential candidate and, former governor of Massachusetts, architect of the salvation of the Olympics in Salt Lake City and many other things, and frequent critic of former President Trump, of course, adversary of his as well. Politically, talking to CBS Sunday Morning this week. I don't always watch CBS Sunday Morning, but every once in a while. And, they usually have fairly good stuff on there. And this was an interview that apparently not many other people watched either. So it started to make the news about Wednesday. when it's one of the high profile Sunday shows, it makes news on Monday. When it's one of those like, oh, we should go back and look at that. Oh, he said what? Wednesday. So anyway, he says he's a pride and, character counts, traditional Republican values. He doesn't recognize that a lot in the party of today. And I have to say, I share a lot of his concerns. Romney's not exactly the where I am at in the party or philosophically or in a lot of things, but a lot of his criticisms of where our party is today, where my party is today, I wouldn't say our because that might include you and you might be a Democrat, and that's fine. I know a lot of you listen to the show, and I appreciate that. Some of my best friends are liberals and Democrats. That's not an issue. Anyway, the point is that I think his criticisms are a lot on target, and it's really troubling, frankly. But he says it's time to get out of the way. He's got, like I said, he's got a book out and he's doing interviews.
I think it's time for guys like me to get out of the way and have people in the next generation step forward because they're going to be shaping the world they're going to be living in.
Right. I mean, he's right. I wish more of the elderly would vacate the premises, and let some of the younger people start to get their experience. In any case, obviously a frequent critic of President Trump's.
I don't think I've heard a single member of my caucus, the Republicans in the Senate, say, Donald Trump is great. Aren't we lucky to have him as our leader? Donald Trump represents a failure of character, which is changing, I think, in many respects, the psyche of our nation and the heart of our nation. And that's something which takes a long time, if ever, to repair.
And I would say this, you have people who traditionally have argued for character, decency, virtue, humility, honesty, traditional Christian virtues, and used those as criteria for selecting a presidential candidate, and then used those as criticisms of, for example, a Bill Clinton, back in the day. And for whatever reason, look at Trump and don't just say, as I tend to do, I can vote for somebody like him in spite of the obvious problems. They seem to think it's no in spite of. Like, he's just awesome. And it's honest. It's baffling to me. It's baffling to me that people are sort of like wholeheartedly on board with everything about Trump. Because, you know, when I look at him, I think, man, he did some amazing things when he was president. But then he keeps talking. You know, like, that's my reaction. Like, man, just stop talking and do the stuff, because the doing of the stuff is actually pretty good. But the more you talk, the less I can stand you. It's, I mean, this is long before, like, even when he was just a candidate in, you know, 2015. But a lot of people who I would otherwise say we align ideologically very, very well, they're like, go Trump, go, you know, engage in the personal attacks, engage in the tearing down of everything that doesn't identify with you exactly or align with you completely. It's just, again, I take Romney's criticism very seriously, and a lot of my fellow Republicans just don't.
You are quoted in the book as saying a very large portion of my party really doesn't believe in the Constitution. How did you come to that damning conclusion?
When former President Trump said we should set aside the Constitution and reappoint him as president, why, you had Republicans cheer that. It's like, wait a second. This is the leader of our party saying we should put aside the Constitution. How can you believe you're following the Constitution if that's the case?
I mean, that's... He said put aside the Constitution. I mean, that was actually what he said, right? So that's just kind of amazing. We'll get back to this in just a second. A couple of other things that don't have anything to do with Trump in just a second. But Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Highway 98 not showing any major congestion yet this morning. Lillian, Jackson, Navy, and New Warrington all accident-free on the west side. This traffic report is brought to you by Discover, introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a game-changing checking account with cash back. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. Text 437-1620 if you have traffic info to report. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, almost new cars available and waiting for you at Frontier Motors. And I say almost new because, you know, what they specialize in is cars that have been barely driven by somebody else. Corporate fleet leases, you know, business leases, cars that come back to them after a year or two. You know, our car was a one-year lease down in Orlando. They couldn't sell it at the dealership, so Frontier went and bought it at an auction and brought it back to us, and we got a smoking deal on a Honda Odyssey. Dodge Caravan is what we replaced. Grand Caravan is what we replaced on a Honda Odyssey that we have loved ever since. So I appreciate that other people go out and buy new cars and waste their money on a new car and then take the depreciation hit and then make it available for me to buy at a discount, because that's basically what you get a year or two or three later at Frontier Motors, is good quality cars at great prices. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years with more than 300 cars, trucks, vans, Jeeps on the lot at any given moment, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to Mitt Romney. Feel free to weigh in with your comments. 437-1620. Somebody says that he's always been against Trump. Yeah, agreed. But I think, you know, for reasons, right? Not just because he doesn't like Trump. Somebody just says, amen, Andrew, keep talking to that. Somebody else says, the Putin sycophants within the GOP have absolutely disgusted me as a lifelong Republican. Yeah, that stuff is concerning also. But again, back to the interview that Mitt Romney did with CBS Sunday Morning. This was just kind of a, I don't know if it is good for him or bad for him. His handlers clearly thought that it was, or his advisors clearly thought it was not a good idea, but he's at this point in his life, he's like, you know, I'm just me. I thought this was kind of entertaining. He had a cardboard standee, you know, like a promotional thing of his wife that he got from somewhere that is like in his office. So his wife's kind of always there watching him, you know, which I don't know if you think that's cool or that's creepy or whatever, but it just is.
Family remains at the center of the Romney's life. They have 25 grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. The senator says his wife is his closest advisor, and as we discovered in his private office, she's always close at hand.
Normally, there's a life-size cardboard cutout of Ann that stands right there, and they have taken it away because they're afraid you'd see it. There it is. See this? And so they gave me this, and we had a good laugh about it. But then I said, don't throw it away. I want to keep it. So now I have it in my closet.
So sometimes when you're just sitting here working away, do you just kind of leave the door open?
Well, the door is always open, and that happens to be the men's room right next to it. So I could assure you that from time to time, I am going to go buy that, all right?
I'm going to go ahead and go creepy on that one.
Well, so here's what I was thinking is, just imagine, would husbands around the world do less stupid things if they felt like their wife was always watching? I mean, you know, there is a certain virtue to the concept, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Also, remember that old rumored thing about Oprah running as vice president with Romney as an independent against Trump?
You got a call from Oprah. What did she say?
She was trying to figure out how Mitt could do an independent run. I remember trying to explain to her that that doesn't work politically. I was the one that suggested, well, Oprah, why don't you run with him and see how that works? I don't think it was really her thought at all, because I don't think she really wants to be involved in any kind of politics in an active way.
So it wasn't Oprah pursuing it. It was Ann Romney, but also kind of saying, you know, it wasn't really like, you know, it wasn't something that was really going to happen. So is there any chance that Romney would run for president, which would put a whole bunch of 70 pluses in the category, right?
No way you'll run for president in 2024.
And I can't imagine any circumstance. Perhaps if Godzilla comes in and removes all the other candidates and so forth. But other than Godzilla stepping in, no, I'm not running for president. Not giving it any thought.
Not going to do it. Not even if Jeff Bergosh gets involved. sorry, I couldn't. Come on. When does a national candidate for president one time or other mention Godzilla on the national stage and I have the opportunity? Anyway, so what is your legacy, Mr. Romney?
How do you want your children to remember you?
Well, they probably already have an image of who I am. But my descendants, I hope, will walk away saying, okay, granddad or great-granddad had beliefs which were either right or wrong, but he stood by them. I'd like them to also know that my life is not defined by winning and losing elections. My life is defined by my relationship with my family and my faith. That's what I live for. Those other things are part of the life experience, but that's the defining measure of my life.
Well said.
That's his wife saying, well said. 650 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And here, what's funny about that is, like, a year from now, if somebody asks you, hey, have you ever heard an interview with Mitt Romney, what did he talk about? This cardboard thing with his wife. Like, that's the part that, and he doesn't like Trump. Like, that's going to be the stuff that people remember. I just, you know, the human mind is kind of funny like that. Hey, if you are, what was I looking at just a second ago? Yeah, that's right. Anyway, 437-1620, 437-1620. I'll share some of these texts with you here. Let me just grab them right here in a second. Somebody says, I like him less than Biden. Somebody says, Romney apologized for being rich when he was running for president. Hashtag idiot. And then, let's see. GOP has its own gullible, low ignorance ignoramuses as the left. Trump is just the carnival barker who's the most able to captivate them. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
We're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
It's the final Bands on the Beach of the 2023 season, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. This week at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, you don't want to miss Not Quite Bad. Step back in time to a Beatles concert with the hair, the outfits, and the entire Beatles experience. With Not Quite Fab, bust out your best costumes too, because it's Halloween. Don't miss Bands on the Beach, the final performance of the season, with Not Quite Fab this Tuesday night at 7.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
National average for a gallon of gas, 351. The Florida average is 330. Georgia has 298. Keeps dropping about a penny a day in Georgia. California has 532. If you are in Navarre this morning, I can't tell you what the prices are because my computer is not playing along.
I think it was around 298 at the Walmart Food Center.
You know, Tom every Thumb once in a while, the computer just decides to pitch a revolt. It's like the women in Iceland. It's just not going to work today. So there you go. There are gas prices. These sort of gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest outdoor price in your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. Let's see, 6:55 here on News Radio 92.3. We've got Jake's got traffic on the fives.
All righty. Highway 98 is still looking pretty good this morning. Fairfield not showing any problems. We're all good from 12th Avenue down to Palafox and W Street. Looking over at Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, that's checking in clear as well. If you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden's approval rating among voters of his own party may have dropped. A Gallup poll is showing that 75% of Democratic respondents approve of the job Biden is doing in the White House. That's down 11 points from last month. Republican Congressman George Santos is due for an arraignment in New York today. Santos facing charges including falsifying records, aggravated identity theft, and conspiracy to commit offenses against the U.S. And earlier this morning, we learned that the U.S. Border Patrol's BORTAC unit is assisting in the search for the Maine mass shooter. But now we're seeing the Coast Guard is also involved.
The Coast Guard has reportedly deployed sea and air assets to help look for 40-year-old Robert Card. 18 people were killed and 13 others injured in the town of Lewiston after a shooter opened fire inside a bowling alley and a bar Wednesday night. An arrest warrant has been issued for Card, with officials saying he should be considered armed and dangerous. The Army confirmed that Card is enlisted in the U.S. Army Reserve. Residents in the area have been asked to continue to shelter in place as the manhunt for Card continues. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And a headline on Fox News here just a little bit said a boat that was registered to Card or that Card had owned or had some connection with was missing. So possibly some speculation he may have had a boat at that landing.
All right. Very good, David. Thank you so much for the update. If you are working on a home improvement project, remodeling, rebuilding, or you build things for a living, I don't know where you are on the scale. I'm a zero on the scale. I'm a one by necessity once in a while, but I'm not I just don't like that stuff, and I don't feel I'm particularly good at it, so I don't like it. But what makes it less awful is getting good advice from Pensacola Hardware, because they will teach you how to do it. They'll explain how to do it. They'll correct you if you've got misconceptions. They're great folks to bounce the ideas off of and ask for their advice. But again, if you're at the other end of that scale, if you're a professional builder, right? You build, buildings for a living. They have all kinds of things to help you because, for example, you need something on the moment because you ran out or you got a problem. So you send a guy with a credit card down to Pensacola Hardware. You don't have to send a guy with a credit card down. Call them and they'll bring it to you. And they'll put you on a monthly bill so you don't have to give your credit card, right? I mean, just, they'll take care of you that way. They won't have to make you wait even a day to order something because if you need it, they'll have it. They know. They're not taking a guess. They know what people are going to need. And if they don't have it, you actually don't need it. They've got a better thing to solve that problem. And so find out what they might be able to do for you to help you save time, save money, and do your job more effectively. Or again, if you're at the other end like me, just get good advice and don't make a dumb mistake. Because we do when we don't get good advice. Open since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. Somebody had texted me and said, do you have a clip of Trump saying put aside the Constitution, suspend the Constitution? No, he put it in a Truth Social post back during the claims of election fraud era. And what he said was, do you know the presidential election results of 2020 out? Sorry, do you throw the presidential election results of 2020 out and declare the rightful winner? I'm emphasizing when he all caps it. Or do you have a new election? A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. So you were wondering? There you go. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for
Future News.
Future news. A couple of base-related things. We have a temporary, about 2.5 years left on the temporary Westgate access will that be the permanent plan going forward? Will we continue to have this kind of access to the base indefinitely?
Hopefully, yes.
I got to say yes, because all the alternatives we've either experienced or are too awful to consider. So I'm going to say yes, but that's still something. Penny, we'll talk about that coming up in just a second. Will the repairs from Hurricane Sally be kind of everything, or will there still be stuff that needs to be done that doesn't get funded on the base?
It's going to linger a little bit.
We got another year or two left on the officer in charge here to work on this, and I don't think they're going to do everything. It's just the price tag is too high, and I think they're going to make the decision not to fix it all, which I hope they do, but I don't think they will.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.